Note, this is an ongoing story, please read my previous posts for the whole story. After that first time with Haley, there was hardly a workday where we weren't fooling around in some capacity. We fucked in a few janitor closets, in our work truck several times, and even once on our boss's desk one late night we were alone. The fact we were both cheating on our significant others became our biggest turn-on. While she'd be sucking my dick at a library, she would ask how much better she was than my wife, or when I bending her ass over a desk at some office building and asking if her boyfriend fucked her this good. The ultimate turn-on came when my wife had me invite Haley and her boyfriend over one night. I grilled up some steaks, we had a few drinks, and played some board games. Haley and I were on our best behavior and kept the flirting and glances to a minimum. There was one moment we gave in a minute when the four of us were hitting a bong on the balcony and her boyfriend and my wife both went inside. As soon as it was clear, I pulled her in and kissed her while squeezing her ass. She sighed into my ear and whispered, "Make an excuse to go outside tonight around 1 o'clock, I'll be waiting in the parking lot." Before I could respond, we heard my wife on her way back and separated. About an hour later, Haley and her boyfriend left and my wife and I soon headed to bed. My wife talked about how sexy Haley was, what a great body she had, and asked if I'd noticed. I said that I had noticed but looked at her like a sister. Soon enough, my wife was snoring and dead to the world, being an extremely heavy sleeper, something I have come to take an advantage of many times. 1 o'clock finally came around and I snuck out of bed, slipped on a pair of pants and shirt and headed out to the parking lot. I saw Haley's car parked and running. I headed over and got in the passenger side to see Haley was wearing nothing but a skirt and an open flannel shirt. I went to kiss her, but she pushed me off and asked if I knew somewhere we could drive to, but I had a better idea. As we quietly entered my apartment, I had Haley wait at the front door as I checked on my wife, who was still completely out cold. I headed back out to the kitchen where Haley was bent over the counter with her skirt up and swaying her ass back and forth. I was almost immediately hard, pulled out my cock and slowly slid into her. I heard a stifled moan as she buried her head into her folded arms. I pulled back out all the way and rubbed my tip up and down her pussy lips, then slowly back into her. Since I couldn't risk going too fast and creating too much noise, I prolonged my thrust so I was almost completely pulling out then burying my cock into her tight pussy as deep as I could. 3 times she reached in and gripped my hand as she came on my cock, and the 3rd pushed me to empty myself deep inside her. I pulled out and apologized for the accidental cream pie I gave her, but she didn't mind and liked knowing that was one more load of mine my wife wouldn't get. She washed up a bit in the bathroom and left, and I headed to bed. The next morning my wife and I were both off and spent the morning cuddling, which eventually led to some of the best sex we ever had. Afterwards she looked at me and said she needed to talk to me about something. See, we have had previous discussions about possibly inviting another girl into our bed for a threesome, and me wife decided she wanted Haley phobia that girl.